Hi, I am Sheila Clayson,
and this is
Samantha Clayson,
and we are here today in El Dorado, Kansas, on November 28th, 2017, in my living room,
in the evening.
Okay, let's start with the questions.
Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
I would like people to remember me as being kind and giving, a good mother and a good wife and friend. And I would like to someday try to make a difference. Like in the future, I would like, one of my dreams would be to join the United Nations and maybe to go into other countries and try to make a difference in the world.
That's good. Of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life and why?
I would say probably my grandfather, my Grandpa Cody, because he was in the war. He was in World War II. He had received a Purple Heart. He had saved two men's life on the battlefield. He was wounded, and he went out and saved the second man while wounded. And also, before he went into war, he was also a boxing champion in the area. And he just had a really interesting life growing up.
Did you like going to school?
Yes, I like going to school so I could be with my friends, and so I like to learn new things, and I love being in sports. The only thing I didn't like about going to school was having to get up so early.
Same. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
I would say probably in high school, my freshman year, I had an art teacher named Mrs. Marcos, and she was really funny and a lot of fun, and I love art class, and she made it even more enjoyable.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager?
I was a babysitter. And I would clean houses.
What did you do with the money you earned?
My family wasn't as wealthy, and so I would help with my family with the money to get like food and stuff.
That's nice. Did you have a nickname?
Yes, I had a nickname. Smurfy, I got from one of my best friends in school.
Does anyone still call you by that nickname?
No, not really.
It's a cool nickname.
Thank you.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Yes, because I grew up in poverty. I didn't know if I would have such a comfortable life. I feel like my life is comfortable now. And I feel very blessed to have the life that I have. And also, I have my husband and my wonderful kids that I love very much in it.
Speaking of husbands, tell me about the love of your life.
The love of my life is Steve Clayson, and I love him very much. He has been the rock of my life. He has always made me feel better. He always makes me feel better, I should say, whenever I'm down. And even when we disagree on things or whatever, he always is the one to make the situation better between us, and he is a wonderful father and the best father I can imagine for my kids. And I just love spending time with him and just having him in my life.
Describe your first date with your husband.
My first date was, he picked me up at my house, and he had a rose for me. And he took me to Timberline Steakhouse. It was a very yummy steakhouse in Wichita. Then we went to a movie at the Warren Theater in Wichita. We went to see Titanic. And
how romantic.
Yes. He was a gentleman. He was very sweet and kind.
Question. Do you think Jack could have fit on the plank?
I think it was wide enough that they both could lay on it, but I don't think it was heavy enough that they both could fit on that. Mm. I think it would have sinked.
Okay. What have you learned from your husband?
I have learned to be patient. I have learned to be... more forgiving and understanding. And I have also learned how to get firewood. And I have learned that... four-wheeling is a lot of fun for him and not so much for me.
How do you feel affected by this election with Trump, Hillary, and Bernie Sanders?
Well, this is what I'll say on that. I feel that no matter what president that we vote in, no matter what president we have, not everybody will agree. Not everybody will feel the same way. And so there will always be conflict. There will always be problem. But one thing I can say is that we should be grateful, because in places like Europe where you have kings and queens, there is, like, you once you get a king and queen, then it's passed down through the same family to the prince and the princess, and it's all stayed in. So you don't really get an option to change every 4 years if you want to. And so I think that in that sense, we should be grateful that we get that option. And yes, that's what I have to say about that.
What does religion mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
Religion is... or I should say Christianity, is very important to me. When I was a kid and a teen, my dad made sure that we went to church. Even before we went to church, I remember that we were supposed to respect God and not, like, say his name in vain and stuff like that. And I've learned, then going to church and stuff and getting to know more about the Bible and about God, about his love and his salvation. That's what has made it very important to me, and I feel that we all should respect and, like, respect the Bible, respect God. I feel like that we all should believe in the creator of heaven and earth.
That is the end of the interview. Thank you for agreeing to be audio recorded.
Thank you for picking me.
You're welcome. This has been a great experience.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I hope it worked.